got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. Now, this is a segment we're going to do every Thursday. It really benefits our working relationship, our knowing each other ship. I wouldn't call it a friendship, but, you know.
If we start having an argument throughout the week, we put it aside, we bottle it up, and then we unleash after 6 o'clock on a Thursday.
Who would have thought that we are arguing about fairy bread today? All I told you is that I'm making some Buzz Lightyear fairy bread for my nephew Lincoln's second birthday party this weekend.
Use whatever sprinkles you want. You use the wrong sprinkles, but that's a story for another time. It doesn't matter about the sprinkles. It matters about the cutting. If you're cutting it not into triangles, you're doing it wrong.
Firstly, I'm doing stars because it's Buzz Lightyear.
It's going to taste weird.
It's not. It's going to taste the exact same.
Well, 96% of people in the jury today are on my side, Tim. Triangles are an absolute must. You can, of course, vote in the courtroom of Tim and Jess on our Tim and Jess Group Therapy Facebook page.
I just think that don't tell me how to cut fairy bread. Like, if I want it as one single piece of paper, let me have it. If I want to cut it into cubes, let me have it.
Doesn't matter what you have to say, Tim. It doesn't matter what I have to say. It only matters what our judge today has to say, and that is Kelsey from St. Albans Park. Good afternoon, Kelsey.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Or should I say, Your Honour?
Your Honour. Now, Your Honour, you understand the seriousness. The whole purpose of this is the first person that calls through decides who's correct out of Jess and myself. Then it becomes state law. So, pressure.
I do understand the seriousness of it.
All right. Before you tell us your verdict, talk us through your history with
Your big fairy bread eater, Kelsey?
I am, definitely. I actually have two kids myself, so very avid fairy bread maker for birthday parties. We are 100%.
Really cheap, best
party snack.
It's not
a party without fairy bread.
It absolutely
isn't. And when you introduce someone that's not from Australia to fairy bread, honestly, it's better than most things in life. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelsey, we're going to hand over the gavel. When it comes to fairy bread, can you cut it any way you want, or does it have to be little triangles?
It has to be triangles. It's un-Australian to do it any other way.
I'm as fit income as the next one, mate.
Incredible judge you are, Kelsey.
Are we talking, like, say, your standard slice of bread? Are you cutting it into two big triangles or four littler triangles?
Depends on the age of the kids.
Why can't you do it anyone in squares? Over?
It's not the same.
It doesn't
taste
the same.
You get too much crust.
Yeah, you're so right, Kelsey.
You're both literally wrong because you get the exact same amount of crust no matter what way you cut it, unless you take the crust off.
If you cut into squares, you're getting crust on two sides, right? If you cut into triangles, you're only getting it on one side.
But you're still getting the same amount of crust.
No, you're not. You're wrong. Well, thank you so much for your call, Kelsey, Your Honour. That was brilliant. Now, Tim will have to cut his fairy bread into triangles this weekend.
Well, you can tell my nephew Lincoln, Kelsey, that we're not having fairy bread anymore because I'm not allowed to cut it.
Since you're such an honourable judge, Kelsey, we're going to give you that KFC giant feast as well.
Amazing. Thank you.
Stay on the phone. We're going to get all your details, you party ruiner, whatever. Just think.
I want to see a picture of these Buzz Lightyear fairy breads.
Well, there's no point in going to the party if there's no fairy bread, so what's the point? I know he's my nephew and my godson, but it's not worth it.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You've probably seen the Bureau of Meteorology in the news lately because of all this weather that we've had, the La Niñas, the El Ninos, all these weather events, and the Bureau are incredible at what they do. And we've always referred to them, and as on radio, Jess, in particular.
Yeah.
You always refer to it as bomb.
The bomb, yeah.
Yeah, the bomb.
Because sometimes Bureau of Meteorology is hard to say.
Well, I think once you've got your lips wrapped around it, I guess, like it's quite...
Don't say that.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's the Bureau of Meteorology. Like, you're not trying to Bureau of Meteorology. Why are you trying to say it too fast? And they have been in the news this week, and it's been captivating because they have gone, hey, stop calling us bomb. Stop calling us the Bureau.
Mm.
We are the Bureau of Meteorology.
They've gone for a full rebrand.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, this is what we'd like to be referred to from now on, and people have just taken it and run with it.
There has been a $220,000 marketing campaign to rebrand BOM back to the Bureau of Meteorology. And I actually, Jess, because we work here at K-Rock, the radio station, we have access to certain things, and I'm going to say that I've got a scoop.
Oh.
Would you be willing to hear a scoop?
Yes, please.
Much like, I guess, like a troubled CEO coming out and posting a video online, just making sure that everything is okay, I've got some audio of the Bureau of Meteorology just proving how easy it is to say instead of bomb.
Here at the Bureau of Meteorology, we understand that referring to our company as BOM is the quickest and most simple way to make the point. But the team here at the Bureau of Meteorology wanted to prove to you that indeed it is not the BOM to shorten our name. The Bingo of Menominee prides itself on reporting up-to-date weather reports right around the country, and we feel it's respectful to call us by our full name, the Mural of Birragadgery. See, it's that simple. Yours truly, the Furo of Bingadangara.
So it's not that
hard. It's so easy.
It's not that hard. So, you know.
Yeah. I too am a big fan of the Bingo of Figueroa should be.
You nailed it. Listening the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
But Jess, I want to have a conversation because if you're a dog owner and you're listening right now, I really hope your answer to this doesn't take quicker than a millisecond, because if it does, then I know what you'd actually going to say.
Righto.
Now, I've got a dog, Remy, red dog, Rem. She's a Kelpie Collie.
She's beautiful.
She's a piece of work, but I love her to guts. Now, I'm going to ask you if you think I do this with my dog, Remy.
Okay.
She's five. Do you think I let Remy lick my face or give me dog kisses?
Nah, I don't reckon you do.
Yeah, because I'm not a disgusting, foul child.
I can't stand the licking. It's,
mate,
it's too much.
My dad, Peter, he's probably listening right now. He lets their dog and my dog, when we visit,
yeah,
lick his neck and give him kisses on the mouth. And he's like, oh, they just need a bit of love, Tim. They just need a bit of love.
See, Penny, my cat, will groom me.
That's because you are, Phil.
She will lick. But cats' tongues are like weird. They're like real dry and
scratchy.
Cat,
I was sitting on the couch at your place the other week and your cat drive-by'd me on the ear.
On the ear, like, did she get you?
And I was like, oh, God, it's like someone put sandpaper on me. But a whole bunch of doctors, again, coming out. If you did not know this, letting your dog lick your face with their tongue is just so bad for you. The bacteria. Just think, how many times do you see your dog licking its own rear end?
Yep.
They do it for fun. They do it just like, oh, nothing to do. It's 4:30. They're just possessed by it. And I understand it's self-cleaning. But that bacteria builds up and it sticks on their tongue, because it's not like cats' tongues where it's like little razor blades.
Oh, I can't imagine that cats' tongues are much cleaner. Like my cat Penny, I don't wash my cat. Like, we don't bathe cats.
No, yeah.
So they bathe themselves. So how do you reckon their bum hole is getting cleaned? The same tongue that licked your ear, mate.
It's just so bad, because especially if you have a poor immune system. Really, you can get like sepsis, you can get infections.
Oh, geez.
People have lost limbs over this stuff. So just if you're listening right now, and I know it's like, oh, come you snookum, oh, little racer, oh, come here, oh, snookum. It's not cute. It's foul. And I know when you break...
Don't make out with your dog.
I know. And when you break it down, even like kissing a human being, in theory, is foul. You put your two mouth things together and just...
I hope your wife's not listening.
Oh, no, I love it. Don't get me wrong. But if you had to... it's always like if you had to explain it to someone that had never seen kissing without showing them. You go, oh, so you get... You know that thing you taste with? Why don't you taste that? The person you like, and then you just do that. Yeah? Side note again, don't kiss your dog.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
A $100 million... Powerball on tonight? Powerball,
yep.
Lotto?
Yeah, it's Powerball.
Life's a Dream, Shaboom, Shaboom, that kind of stuff.
Different one. Different guys.
I get very... Because there's Oz Lotto, there's all these...
So many of them. $100 million Powerball is on tonight, and I'm not sure when it's drawing. It should be drawing soon, actually.
Probably
gamble
the next 2 hours.
Responsibly.
Oh, of course, yeah. I don't get into it. If you're into it, awesome. I know people are in like what are
pools.
They? Pools, that's yeah. the one, or like little group ones. And you always hear the story of like, yeah, I've been doing this for 7 years, Tom, I'm getting out. And then like they
end up winning.
And
of
then,
course.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind some of that money.
52232955. Give us a call. Tell us about your big lotto win. We got a message from Helen, Tim, at K-Rock Geelong. She said, I can't help you all. I've only ever won a couple of hundred, but I spend $9 every week.
On like scratchies
lotto tickets,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Because it is very confusing. The 3 or 4 times I've done it, I go up to the newsagent person and I'm like, I'd like to buy a lotto, thank you.
One of those tickets, please.
Like, what do you want? A quick figure, 15 games over here. You want a multi? I'm like, I'll have the middle tier option, please. And then I'd never win. So,
of course, you can stay anonymous. Give us a call, 52232955.
I think we've got Claire in Geelong West who's given us a call. Claire, your uncle won some big money doing a lotto, is that right?
Yeah, he did a couple of years back, actually.
Okay.
Okay, how much did he win?
Quite a lot of money, actually.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel comfortable saying?
Like in the thousands.
Thousands? Okay. In the hundreds of thousands?
Like higher or lower than 50,000?
Oh, higher.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
That's more than a few, mate. Okay.
So, like, did everyone get a share, or was it, like, not that much money?
Oh, well, it actually caused a lot of fan drama because everyone was kind of sticking their hands out and he, didn't end up giving any to anyone.
Okay, that's
well,
tough.
That's it. Like, where do you stop? Like, you know, you got first cousins coming out of the woodworks asking for cash. You got second cousins coming out.
Claire, did you get a slice of the pie?
Oh, no, no one did.
Good. Yeah. No, keep the pie to himself. I like that. I think we've got have we got Faye here who's given us a call?
Yes, she has.
Faye, we're talking about the lotto. Do you want to talk about the lotto with us? Have you had a big win?
I haven't, but my sister-in-law's parents have won first division twice.
Twice?
First division?
What?
Wait, how much are we talking here, Faye?
First one was first division back in the 80s. I'm not quite sure how much that was, but I think it was just under a mil in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
And did they win more
the second
time? I'm
lucky if I win
time?
$5.
I'm lucky if I win $5. Bye. And then what about the second time they won?
The second time was in the 80s. And, I mean, they looked after their kids and brought them houses and all that sort of stuff. So
That's their whole ad. It's like the parents handing their kid an envelope and it's like, you know what, we can do it, so we want to do it.
Yeah, it's the only way anyone can afford a house these days.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Slightly concerned because Tom from The Brekkie Show, also Boss Man.
Yeah, Boss Man Tom.
Still back here. this late in the afternoon. Do you ever sleep, mate? You're just working so hard.
Do the breakfast shift. You do 3 o'clock. You're here until after 6. What's going on?
I do get a lot of people asking about the 3 o'clock thing. Why you guys come back at 3? Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I suggested it in one meeting, and now we're doing it for the end till the end of time. Happy to be here, guys. And I am always, particularly with the new kids in the building. Just want to make sure you're not like,
just checking in.
Yeah.
Look, this is why I wanted. I've actually asked you to be here today because I discovered something this morning, and I think I want to give Tim the opportunity to tell you what he did yesterday.
Okay.
Before anyone else finds out.
Okay.
Yeah, see, Jess and my wife this morning went to Pilates. Her name's also Jess.
Yeah.
So that's fun. So my Jesses were out having breakfast and Pilates.
The Jesses had Pilates and then we were out for breakfast and Jess told me a very interesting story this morning.
Okay, right.
Tim, how long were this is our fourth day in the office.
Yeah.
And already yesterday, Tim nearly broke something.
I did.
Oh, I did. Okay, in the studio here?
No, in a far less expensive room.
Okay.
And my wife did say that she
she did mention
said
it.
This to you. And I was like, come on.
The minute she mentioned it, I went, delicious. Thank you so much.
So what happened, I don't know exactly what time. I came into work and, you know, that feeling where you need to go to the bathroom
for
a number.
Look, we all poo on the clock.
If you're pooing at home, you've failed your work. I live that. I breathe that.
There's two schools of thought, but it might be a topic for another day.
Whose toilet paper am I using?
True.
Not mine. So, but
depends if you steal it and take it home.
I went to the bathroom. I did my business. Mm. And in the far left male cubicle, and I pressed full flush.
Yeah, good.
And so the essence went down, but the water rose. Aww. And then there was some paper that had like remnants of the essence.
Some nugget available.
Yeah, it was like a canvas that had been not quite finished being painted.
Yeah, okay.
And I went, oh no. So I flushed again, and the water went up again and got probably within 6 mil of like the essence of me really just going.
Like, have you ever used a bathroom in America and it's like super full?
Yeah, that's
what I was imagining when your wife told me about it.
And I'm going, oh, it's a public holiday. Oh, what am I doing? There's so many people here.
Oh, there's no one you can call.
And I eventually, because it kept kind of going down and flushing, it'd come back up, and then it did a big like whoosh. And then the ground shook underneath me, and I was so close to calling you to come because I didn't know what to do.
Didn't tell me about it. No. I only found out this morning at Pilates.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a natural place to find out about these things.
So what you've done is you've finally met our toilets, because the men's particularly, but the toilet system here in the building, when they built it, they used the wrong type of piping, and it's too narrow. Mm. So as soon as it gets to an elbow, it gets a blockage. So I reckon every 2 to 3 weeks, some of the toilets go offline.
I mean, we got the best welcoming package when we started here at K-Rock. It had like Maltesers,
Some
snakes, like a booklet of everyone that works here and their names. Why was there not a whole leather section of the toilets so I didn't have a panic attack on a public holiday?
You should be fine if you use the full flush button. That's why it's written in Texter.
Not in his nuggets.
It's written in Texter. It was real. I was very worried. I almost didn't come back. So thanks for keeping Tom back so late in the afternoon.
You're welcome.
To tell him.
I thought he should know in case there was an issue.
Took him like 4 days to give me the shits.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.